The Mishnah records that one of the means of being Kohen Netorah, one of the 48 Kinyani Torah, is that of being Ahuv, is that of being beloved. On face value, that would seem to be in certain ways strange. Why is it contingent? Why is it dependent? A person being Kohen Netorah, why is that contingent on a person being beloved by other people? In theory, a person can say that the two are in completely different realms. You can be a tremendous Talmid Chacham, have tremendous abilities in Kinyanei Torah, tremendous Bekiyus, tremendous Charifus, and at the same time be a person who's not well-liked. So what do I mean when we say that a person needs to be beloved to be Kohen Torah? So there's many different approaches brought down in the Rishonim and brought down in the Mefarshim. Probably the most popular approach, which is spoken about in the Medrash Shmuel and Rabbeinu Yonah and other places as well, is that a person can only spread Torah, a person can only be a Malamed, a person can only be a Marbitz Torah if that person is Ahuv, if that person is beloved. So when we say that there is a necessity in Kinyan Torah, it's not so much for his own Kinyan, but there's going to be a pigam, there's going to be something lacking in his ability to be a melamed if he's not beloved. Now, that certainly is true, but I'm not sure if that is the pashtus of the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, in theory, each one of these pieces is speaking about something that is necessary and something that might be ma'akev him from being a kona Torah, an acquirer of Torah. And again, why should it be that a person who is or is not ahuv, beloved, has to do with being a Kohen Torah? Let me mention very briefly just two other possible pshatim. The first is brought down, I saw it in a sefer by Dov Kohn's son. Dov Kohn was one of the great Musar personalities who wrote Tnuat HaMusar. And he said that essentially what we see from the Mishnah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, the Mishnah that says that anybody who people like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also is beloved in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the point is that the same midos that it takes to be a person who's well-liked, generous, modest, decent, unassuming, etc., etc., are the same midos necessary to be an Oved Hashem also. And a person perhaps can say the same thing in our Mishnah. The same thing that allows a person to be an Ahuv, allows them to be beloved, hardworking, conscientious, is able to listen, is able to be giving, is what also allows him to be a Kohen Torah. I mean, it's Hainu Hach, the same midos that go into the realm of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro also go into the realm of Ben Adam L'Makom. Person perhaps can also say another additional point. We said that either maybe because if he's not Ahuv, he can't teach. We said if he's not Ahuv, he's not going to have the midos, the necessary characteristics to be a Lomad Torah. And lastly, something that is, I'm sure, obvious and certainly comes out in this Mishnah, throughout this Mishnah, and throughout Pirkei Avos, is the necessity of realizing that Torah, Kinyan Torah, Lima Torah, speaks about a larger concept. It's not just, do I have a good memory and I memorize all of Shas? It's the entire Kinyan of being like a Gavra Shel Torah. It's entire Kinyan of being a life of Torah, being almost being like having a person himself wants being like a Chetza Shel Torah. A person who wants to be a Chetza Shel Torah, it's not enough that he has a good memory and he's a good learner. It's the full realm of everything, of his midos, of his Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. There's no disconnect between the person that he is, how beloved he is, and also what type of Talmid Chacham he is, what type of Malamed he is, what type of Masmid he is. Everything fits together in the same picture. There's a complete sense of Shleimus, that every piece of a person's life allows him to be a Kohen Torah, and certainly part of that is, am I a gentle, beloved, good, decent person? If I am, then I have a chance of being Kohen Torah. I have a chance of becoming almost like a Chetza Shel Torah through doing that. If not, so my learning almost means nothing. My learning is totally disconnected from the rest of my life. It's a beautiful, beautiful lesson in this Mishnah throughout Pirkei Avos, and certainly something that while this Mishnah was written, you know, some thousand years ago, actually more than that, it still speaks to us to this day as much as it did throughout the last 1,000 years. Thank you for organizing this to everyone works in YU, and everyone should be well.